Not seeing your issue? Ages 15 to 19. Now is the right time. Age 17. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, your influence is essential in your teen's success. There are intentional ways to grow a healthy parent-teen relationship while instilling confidence in your teen to persist toward their goals and succeed in all areas of life. Everyone faces challenges, yet mistakes and failures are necessary for your 17-year-old's learning and development. With your guidance and support, mistakes become a tool for learning and growing confidence. The key to any parenting issue is finding ways to communicate to meet your and your teen's needs. The steps below include specific, practical strategies and effective conversation starters to prepare you as you address any issue with your teen. Why any issue? As you address any issues, you build the foundation for your teen's development. Your focus on cultivating a safe, trusting relationship and promoting life skills can create greater opportunities for connection, cooperation, and enjoyment, trust in each other, a sense of well-being and motivation. Engaging in these five steps is an investment that builds your skills as an effective parent or someone in a parenting role to use on any issues and builds essential skills that will last a lifetime for your teen. Throughout this tool, there are opportunities for teens to become more self-aware and deepen their social awareness, exercise their self-management skills, build their relationship skills, demonstrate and practice responsible decision-making and problem-solving. Five steps for any issue. This five-step process helps you and your teen with any issue. It builds critical life skills in your teen. The same process can be used to address other specific parenting issues. Whether it's your 15-year-old confiding in you that they are scared of learning to drive, your 17-year-old in high school crying that they have no close friends, or your 19-year-old avoiding the pile of college applications, these steps and associated questions can help you support your teen. Here is a tip. These steps are done best when you and your teen are not tired or in a rush. Here is a tip. Intentional communication and healthy parenting relationships will support these steps. Based on your teen's developmental milestones, you will want to focus on the following as you move through the five steps. Support your teen's desire and capacity to evolve into adulthood and the changes that come with it. Focus on identifying and setting healthy boundaries as they grow. Continue to build confidence and healthy practices around self-talk and how to reframe negative self-talk. Support your teen's preparation for their goals beyond high school and encourage them to consider their choices, the resulting consequences, and responsible decision-making. Give your teen space to determine how much or how little they need your support and input. If they need it, give them a chance to figure out things independently, try and fail at things, and support the exploration of lessons learned. Remind them you are there if and when they need you. During this stage, consider that your role as a parent or caregiver shifts from manager to consultant. As a consultant, you will be there to support your teen and help them develop and practice their decision-making skills. Step 1. Get your teen thinking by getting their input. Getting your teen's input will help you better understand their thoughts, feelings, and challenges related to their feelings when confronting challenges. When your teen provides feedback, they have a more significant stake in the issue, a sense of ownership, and often greater responsibility around resolving the issue. Are more motivated to work together on making informed decisions, understanding the reasons behind those decisions about critical aspects of their life. Grow their self-control as well as problem-solving skills. Actions. Some examples of getting input from your teen are: how do you feel about making that decision? What do you think you did well? What would you do differently next time? What motivates you to pursue this path? What could be some of the benefits of going this route? What are some of the downsides? What would it be if you wave a magic wand and make anything happen? Tell me more about why you feel that way. What makes you feel happy? What are you most proud of? What's been on your mind lately? What are the possible consequences of doing that? What is the worst thing that could happen if you break the rules? What's the best thing that could happen if you follow them? In what ways can I support you? I can see I am missing what you are trying to tell me. Tell me again. I want to understand. These are challenging emotions you are experiencing. Tell me more about how you are handling it. Tell me about some great and not so great ways you are handling this. It seems like something is troubling you. Are you open to sharing it with me? Say more about what's getting you down. Say more about what's got you distracted right now. You're right. Please tell me what you think is important for me to understand better. It feels like I can't relate to what you are going through. Tell me more so I can get it. Say more about what you are worried about. What are some downsides of going along with what your friends want? How do you navigate making a decision when you feel pressured by your friends? How can you talk to your friends about this? What could you say? What is your biggest fear about this situation? If another friend was in this situation, what advice would you give them? Step 2. Teach new skills. It's easy to forget that teens are learning every day, in school, with friends and other adults, and about themselves. Your teen is likely to make some mistakes and poor choices. How you handle those moments can determine how you help build their confidence. As teens develop their social and emotional skills, they also grow their sense of confidence. As a parent or someone in a parenting role, you can foster confidence through your relationship with your teen by focusing on helping your teen grow social and emotional skills. Learning about developmental milestones can help you better understand what your teen is experiencing. For example, teens ages 15 to 19 are in the final stages of major physical changes and may feel insecure and sensitive to criticism. May be preoccupied with peer interactions. Academic goals are less important than socializing, but still important. Teens may fear failure in front of their peers and seek to avoid certain projects. Are starting to grow in confidence and find their footing as they start to explore adult life. They may have new goals outside of school, worries related to learning to drive, getting a new part-time job, or trying out a romantic partnership. May become more focused on their academic and life goals as they approach their later teen years and the end of high school. At times, they may act overly confident, while at other times, they might resort to behaviors from earlier years. Are considered emerging adults, ages 18 to 19, gaining the ability to vote, join the military, enter college, or work full-time. They may leave some friendships behind or might be making new friends as peers make different decisions for their future. At times, they may exude confidence. At other times, they may feel highly insecure and rely on you for comfort and security. Teaching is different than just telling. Teaching builds basic skills, grows problem-solving abilities, and prepares your teen for success. Teaching also involves modeling and practicing the positive behaviors you want to see, promoting skills, and preventing problems. Actions. Here are some ways that you can teach new skills to your teen. It sounds like you're going through a lot. Would you like me to just listen, or would you like us to brainstorm some ideas together on how you can solve the problem? Sometimes these decisions feel overwhelming. What are your biggest concerns about doing this? Not doing this? I'd like to discuss some pros and cons of making one decision versus another. What do you think about that? I can see that you are telling yourself you can't do it. Is that right? I have some ideas I would like to share if you are open to them. I have 3 ideas. Let me share them with you, and you can pick what works best for you. Let's brainstorm a few different ways to solve this, and then you can see what is best for you. What would the first part be if we broke this down into 3 parts? Telling yourself you can't do it can hurt your chance of meeting your goal. How can we turn that message around to help you? When was the last time you were in a similar situation? What was that like, and what did you do? It's hard to go against the grain. It will become more challenging to stand up for what you want, yet the rewards of doing so will also be more significant. You've overcome this kind of pressure before and made your own choices. Remember that time you blank? What did you do then that could apply now? When I get in these situations, knowing there are others around to support me is helpful. I am here for you. Step 3. Practice to grow skills and develop habits. Daily routines allow your teen to practice new skills. Practice grows vital new brain connections that strengthen each time your teen works hard toward a goal or demonstrates belief in themselves. It also provides significant opportunities to increase self-efficacy, strive to create the conditions to support their success, and take time to explore what makes them feel confident and what takes away from their confidence. Share the experiences and skills you use when you don't feel confident. Actions. Here are some examples of ways you can practice with your teen. What are some things that make you want to say yes in this situation? What are some things that make you want to say no? Let's say I'm a friend being negatively pressured by another friend to do the same thing. What advice would you give me? You wonder why your friend is asking you to do something that doesn't feel good, and you're unsure how to respond. Practice saying to me what you would like to tell your friend. It may not come out right the first time, but we will get there. You think if you make a different decision from your friends, they might leave you out in the future. How can you express that to them? You are weighing the decision to go along with your friends, and there are some pros and cons. Share with me what those are. Remember how you introduced yourself last week to a new friend? How can you use that experience here? It is easy to feel frustrated and want to give up. What can you say to yourself to keep going? Let's pause and do something different together, and then return to it with fresh eyes. Imagine we are a month down the road. What would you be thinking about this situation? Step 4. Support your teen's development and success. By providing support, you reinforce your teen's ability to succeed, help them grow cause and effect thinking as they address problems and failures, and help them take responsibility. Actions. Here are some examples of how you can support your teen's development and success. You have some concerns about proceeding with this choice, yet you also seem to sense that this is your best path. You're concerned about the long-term impact of this decision. It is awesome that you are thinking about the future like this. You're afraid you might not get the chance to reverse this decision if it's the wrong one for you. I can tell this means a lot to you. I noticed you spent extra time practicing today. Excellent. I know this is a challenging space for you, but I have seen you overcome challenges before and come out on top. I noticed you are thoughtful about considering your next steps. That shows real maturity, and you are doing a great job. I realize you took a risk in trying something new. I admire your decision to try an experience out of your comfort zone. Sometimes it seems that I'm completely against what you want to do, and that doesn't feel good for you. You have made some good decisions this past year, and I trust that you will make a decision that doesn't hurt you or others. You are making decisions for yourself now, and they will have positive and negative consequences for you. I trust you will be thoughtful in how you approach these decisions. One of your best qualities is, reference example, that will come in handy in this situation. You should be proud of yourself for setting that boundary with your friend. I know that was a tough decision, but you see, you have different needs and goals. Step 5. Recognize efforts. No matter how old your teen is, your positive reinforcement and encouragement have a significant impact. If your teen is working to grow their skills, even in small ways, it will be worthwhile to recognize it. Your recognition can go a long way in promoting positive behaviors and expanding your teen's confidence. Your recognition also encourages safe, secure, and nurturing relationships, a foundation for strong communication and a healthy relationship with you as they grow. There are many ways to reinforce your teen's efforts. It is helpful to distinguish between 3 types of reinforcement: recognition, rewards, and bribes. These 3 parenting behaviors impact your teen's behavior differently. Recognition occurs after you observe the desired behavior in your teen. Noticing and naming the specific behavior you want to reinforce is key to promoting more of it. Recognition can include nonverbal acknowledgement, such as a smile or hug. Rewards can be helpful in certain situations by providing a concrete, timely, and positive incentive for doing a good job. A reward is determined beforehand so the teen knows what to expect, like, if you keep your room clean all week, you will get a prize. If you X, then I'll X. It stops any negotiations in the heat of the moment. A reward could be used to teach positive behavior or break a bad habit. The goal should be to help your teen progress to a time when the reward will no longer be needed. Rewards can decrease a teen's internal motivation if used too often. Unlike a reward, bribes aren't planned and generally happen when a parent or someone in a parenting role is in a crisis. While bribes can be helpful in the short term to manage stressful situations, they will not grow lasting motivation or behavior change and should be avoided. Here is a trap to avoid. It can be easy to resort to bribes when recognition and occasional rewards are underutilized. If parents or those in a parenting role frequently resort to bribes, it is likely time to revisit the 5-step process. Actions. Recognize small steps along the way. Don't wait for significant accomplishments, like the whole bedtime routine going smoothly, to recognize effort. Remember that your recognition can work as a tool to promote more positive behaviors. Find small ways your teen makes an effort and let them know you see them. Build celebrations into your routine. For example, after you've completed your bedtime routine, snuggle and read before bed. Or in the morning, before you leave for work, take a few minutes to listen to music together. In closing, engaging in these five steps is an investment that grows your skills as an effective parent, which you can use on many other issues, and essential skills that will last a lifetime. Throughout this tool, teens have opportunities to become more confident while growing their social and emotional skills. References. Center for Health and Safety Culture, 2024. Not Seeing Your Issue, Ages 15 to 19. Retrieved from https://www.toolsforyourchildsuccess.org. Copyright 2024, Center for Health and Safety Culture at Montana State University. This content does not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the Tools for Your Child Success communities, financial supporters, contributors, SAM, HSA, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.